Four lectures on ancient philosophy. However, the individualized spirit, to which is applied the term, slash, was itself a little germ floating upon the surface of absolute life. This idea is beautifully brought out in the teachings of the Brahmins, Buddhists, and Vedantists. The nirvana of atheistic Buddhism is achieved through the reabsorption of the individualized self into the universal self. In Sir Edwin Arnold's Light of Asia, the thought is summed up thus, O.M. Mani Padme, hum. The daybreak comes and the dewdrop slips back into the shining sea. The dewdrop is the dot, the sea. The blank paper. The dewdrop is the individualized spirit. Or I, the blank paper, that self which is all, and at the achievement of nirvana the lesser mingles with the greater. Immortality is achieved, for that which is impermanent returns to the condition of absolute permanence. The dot, the line, and the circle are the supreme and primary symbols. The dot is spirit and its symbol in the Chaldee Hebrew. The yod is actually a seed or spermatozoon, a little comma with a twisting tail representing the germ of the not self. In its first manifestation the dot elongates to form the line. The line is a string of dots made up of germ lives, the monadic lives of Leibniz. From the seed growing in the earth comes the sprig, the line. The line, therefore, is the symbol of the dot in growth or motion. The sun is a great dot, a monad of life, and each of its rays align its own active principle in manifestation. The key thought is, the line is the motion of the dot. In the process of creation all motion is away from self. Therefore there is only one direction in which the dot can move. In the process of return to the perfect state all motion is towards self, and through self to the universal self. Involution is activity outward from self, evolution is activity inward toward self. Motion away from self brings a decrease in consciousness and power, motion toward self brings a corresponding increase in consciousness and power. The farther the light ray travels from its source, the weaker the ray. The line is the outpouring or natural impulse of life to expand. It may seem difficult at first to imagine the line as a symbol of general expansion of the absolute five pension, but it is simply emblematic of motion away from self. The dot, moving away from self, projects the line. The line becomes the radius of an imaginary circle, and this circle is the circumference of the powers of the central dot. Hypothetically, every sun has a periphery where its rays end. Every human life a periphery where its influence ceases, every human mind a periphery beyond which it cannot function, and every human heart a periphery beyond which it cannot feel. Somewhere there is a limit to the scope of awareness. The circle is the symbol of this limit. It is the symbol of the vanishing point of central energy. The dot symbolizes the cause, the line, the means, and the circle, the end. The En Sof of the Hebrew Kabbalists is equivalent to the absolute. The Jewish mystics employed the closed eye to suggest the same symbolism as that of the blank sheet of paper. The inscrutable nothing conveyed to the mind by the closing of the eye suggests the eternal, unknowable, and indefinable nature of perfect being. These same Kabbalists called spirit the dot, the opened eye, because looking away from itself, the ego, or I am, beholds the vast panorama of things which together compose the illusionary sphere. However, when this same objective eye is turned inward to the contemplation of its own cause, it is confronted by a blankness which defies penetration. Only that thing which is permanent is absolutely real, hence that unmoved, eternal condition so inadequately symbolized by The blank sheet of paper is the only absolute reality. In comparison to this eternal state, forms are an ever-changing phantasmagoria, not in the sense that forms do not exist but rather that they are of minor significance when compared to their ever-enduring source. While through lack of adequate terminology it is necessary to approach a definition of the absolute from a negative point of view, the blank sheet of paper signifies not emptiness but an utter and incomprehensible fullness when an attempt is made to define the indefinable. Therefore, the blank paper represents that space which contains all existence in a potent. 6 Lectures on Ancient Philosophy. Tile State. When the material universe, whether the zodiac, the stars, or the multitude of suns dotting the firmament, comes into manifestation, all of its parts are subject to the law of change. Sometime every sun will grow cold, sometime every grain of cosmic dust will blossom forth as a universe, and sometime vanish again. With the phenomenal creation comes birth, growth, decay, and the multifarious laws which have dominion over and measure the span of ephemerality. Omar Khayyam, with characteristic Oriental fatalism, writes, "One thing is certain and the rest is lies. The flower that once has blown forever dies. The illusions of diversity form, place, and time are classed by the Orientals under the general term Maya. The word Maya signifies the great sea of shadows, the sphere of things as they seem to be, as distinguished from the blank piece of paper which represents the one and only thing as it eternally is." The mothers of the various world saviors generally bear names derived from the word Maya, as for example, Mary, for the reason that the various redeeming deities signify realization born out of illusion, or wisdom rising triumphant from the tomb of ignorance. Philosophic realization must be born out of the realization of illusion. Consequently, the savior gods are born out of Maya and rise through many tribulations into the light of eternity. The keys to all knowledge are contained in the dot, the line, and the circle. The dot is universal consciousness, the line is universal intelligence, and the circle is universal force, the threefold, unknowable cause of all knowable existence, the three hypostases of Atma. In man, the spirit is represented by the dot and conscious activity or intelligence by the line. Conscious activity is the key to intelligence, because consciousness belongs to the sphere of the dot and activity to the sphere of the circle. The center and the circumference arc thus blended. In the connecting line, conscious activity or intelligence. The circle is the symbol of body, and body is the limit of the radius of the activity of mind / pouring out of the substance of consciousness. Tihi enicher of the absolute 7. In ancient philosophy, the dot signifies truth, reality, in whatever form it may take. The line is the motion of the fact, and the circle is the symbol of the form or figure established in the inferior or material sphere by these superphysical activities. Take, for example, a blade of grass. Its form is simply the effect of certain active agents upon certain passive substances. The physical blade of grass is really a symbol of a degree of consciousness or a combination of cosmic activities. All forms arc but geometric patterns, being the reactions set up in matter by mysterious forces working in the causal spheres. Conscious activity, working upon or brooding over matter, creates form. Matter is not form, because matter, like space, of which it is the negative expression, is universally disseminated but, as stated in the ancient doctrine, the activity of life upon and through its substances curdles, organizes, matter so that it assumes certain definite forms or bodies. These organisms thus caused by bringing the elements of matter into intelligent and definite relationships are held together by the conscious agent, manipulating them. The moment this agent is withdrawn, the process of disintegration sets in. Disintegration is the inevitable process of returning artificial compounds to their first simple state. Disintegration may be further defined as the urge of heterogeneous parts to return to their primitive homogeneity. In other words, the desire of creation to return to space. When the forms have been reabsorbed into the vast sea of matter, they are then ready to be picked up by some other phase of the creative agencies and molded afresh into vehicles for the material expression of divine potentialities. In its application to the divisions of human learning, the dot is the proper symbol of philosophy, in that philosophy is the least degree of intellectual illusion. It is not to be inferred that philosophy is absolute truth, but rather that it is the least degree of mental error, since all other forms of learning contain a greater percentage of fallacy. Nothing that is sufficiently tangible to be susceptible of accurate definition is true in the absolute sense, but philosophy, transcending the limitations of the form world, achieves more in its investigation of the nature of being than docs any other man-conceived discipline. The 8 lectures on enscient philosophy. More complex the form, the farther removed it is from its source. As more marks are placed upon the white sheet of paper, a picture is gradually created which may become so complicated that the white paper itself is entirely obscured. Thus, the more diversified the creations, the less the creator is discernible, taking up the least possible space upon the paper. The dot detracts the least from the perfect expanse of the white sheet. Philosophy per se is the least confusing method of approach in reality. When less accurate systems are employed, a cobweb of contending and confusing complexities is spread over the entire surface of the blank paper, hopelessly entangling the thinker in the maze of illusion. As the dot cannot retire behind itself to explore the nature of the paper upon which it is placed, so no philosophy can entirely free itself from the involvements of mind. As man, however, must have some code by which to live, some system of thought which will give him at least an intellectual concept of ultimates, the wisest of all ages have contributed the fruitage of their transcendent genius to this great human need. Thus philosophy came into being. Like the dot, philosophy is an immovable body. Its essential nature never changes. When the element of change is introduced into philosophy, it descends to the level of theology, or rather, it is involved and distorted by the disciplines of theology. Theology is a motion, a mystical gesture as it were, it is the dot moving away from itself to form the line. Theology is not a fixed element like philosophy, it is a mutable element subject to numberless vicissitudes. Theology is emotional, change able, violent, and at periodic intervals bursts forth in many forms of irrational excess. Theology occupies a middle ground between materiality and true illumined spirituality, which, transcending theology, becomes a comprehension, in part at least, of divine concerns. As has already been suggested, the line is the radius of an imaginary circle, and when this circle is traced upon the paper, we have the proper symbol of science. Science occupies the circumference of the sphere of self. The savant gropes in that